Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing begin.
Awaken my soul, come into the light. Awaken my spirit, like your candle burn bright. Awaken my higher self, step down into me.
Good evening. This show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line, they help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart, and you'll never lose. Awaken my soul, come into the light. Awaken my spirit, like a candle shine bright. Awaken my
Welcome to week 190 of the Healing Fountain Show. And today we have Gary and myself telling you about, if you don't already know about it, that is, about divine alchemy, which makes it so that you can heal yourself. So this is what we call an intensive healing show. And so welcome to everybody out there listening. Welcome to the people who will be listening in archives later on, and to the people in the chat room, and welcome also to my co-presenter over there in America. Are you there, Gary Moore?
I'm here. Hello, everyone.
From the UK.
Hello, Jane Christie from the UK. This is Gary Moore from the USA, and welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Healing Fountain. It's just Jen Christie and I this week. And, it's going to be a lot of fun, and we will be talking about divine alchemy. That's a great subject.
Yes, it sure is. Anyway, yes. I thought a really appropriate song to open up with today would be Miss Magical's Shine, 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 because you'll see why in a little while.
Let's all just get shiny.
Yeah.
Like new nickels.
Like what? Brass ones.
Oh, you said nickel. Sorry.
Our lights begin to shine as we wake up. The saving grace of humanity.
And that was Miss Magical. And
I
you'll
love
see
it.
Why I played that. I do. Why I played that in just a few minutes.
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to be talking about divine alchemy. And first of all, alchemy has been defined as the art and science of transmutation, which is purifying and elevating the subject of the alchemy until it becomes something new. So we're actually transforming ourselves. And the process is interactive, whether you're a plant, animal, or human. And when we do the candle ceremony in a little while, we'll actively, quickly practice that. Now, don't worry if you've no candle. An imaginary one is just as good and powerful, because don't forget, we're creating our own reality now. So I've used many an imaginary candle that's been just as good as a real one. And I've had really, have you? I've had really powerful experiences with an imaginary candle. So don't worry about it. So for me, divine alchemy is really important because A, we're taking the light into our bodies, which is a critical factor for the ascension process, as we're changing the carbon-based composition of our bodies to the new crystalline base. So we're not only doing that, but we're also, B, able to eventually ascend completely to 5D, where we're in the position of being able to be totally happy, healthy, and useful. So we've got two advantages in taking our light into our bodies. And so by this process, we reach a position of total health by utilizing the divine magic which occurs when we consciously, actively participate. Because ill health or disease can occur when we do not deal with any issues that we have within ourselves that are affecting our spiritual growth, for example. And this happened to me. So I'm not judging anybody in any way. And if anyone is struggling with ill health at the moment, we hold you in a vision of wellness. But what happens is, for example, when we cannot forgive either someone else or ourselves, this manifests in our aura first and then affects our bodies physically. So I didn't realize that. In fact, we're only just realizing that we create our own reality. And when I first started off on my own journey, I had really bad arthritis, which incapacitated me for about 6 months. And it wasn't until I got actively on my journey that I started to get better. And in fact, I rarely get an attack of it. When it's really, really damp, occasionally I do, which England is notoriously wet. So I haven't done for about the last 10 years. I've been fine the majority of the time.
Wonderful.
Have you had any experience with that, Gary?
Not with arthritis, no. It's
with
me.
Another,
what's that?
With a different illness.
Yes, and I also experienced it, through spirituality and coming into this awareness. I've experienced that we can create our own reality. We do create our own reality as we go along. And as more and more of this information came in, that was the stuff that helped me in my awakening and brought me, it urged me to get back on the radio and talk about it, talk about how we create our own reality as we go along, like the elders all said, and how, we manipulate everything with our mind, and we do it mostly, largely by default, and how both science and religion are both pointing in this direction of how, if you ask a theologian, what created the heaven and the earth, he or she will probably say God. Well, define God. God cannot be created or destroyed. God is always moving in form, through form, and out of form. And if you ask a quantum physicist what created the universe, and he or she will say energy. Well, define energy. It cannot be created or destroyed, always moving in form, through form, out of form. And that is what we are all doing. We are manipulating this energy, manipulating this light with our minds. And that's what the quantum physics always pointed to. It states clearly that, the universe cannot exist without our mind entering into the picture. In fact, our mind is actually shaping the very things we are experiencing. And with that information, with the oncoming, the 2012 that came and went, and now we are in this 2012 energy, you know, it's all part of, you know, what the old elders told us, you know, about a future day on a new earth where there will be no such thing as poverty or war, disease, aging, or any of the gross mutations that humanity miscreated, either deliberately or inadvertently, you know, after we all fell from grace. And, you know, they also didn't tell us how this transformation would occur, this divine alchemy.
That's right, and we've only just found out how it is occurring now.
Mm-hmm. We're just coming to learn that, yeah, because, you know, from their 3D finite perception, they were, you know, it was miraculous, and, you know, they couldn't explain it, and but what we can do is we deepen our understanding and broaden our understanding of what we're dealing with here. You know, there are thoughts, you know, that will evolve us. There are things that we do, choices that we make that will evolve us. And they're neither good nor bad. And it's through this evolution, which is what we are in the midst of, is we're experiencing the falling away of our human egos that have been manipulated into believing that we were worthless sinners, you know, worms in the dust, and we came to the erroneous conclusion that only such a way, you know, the only way such an event could happen if someone came and saved us. The problem with that theory is that humanity created the maladies existing on Earth through the misuse of our created faculties and thought, you know, and feeling and our gift of free will. Therefore, we alone can, you know, with help of spirit in our higher self, of course, and Mother, Father, God, we are, you know, we can transmute those human miscreations back into light.
Mm. Are you reading the documents I've got on my desktop, Gary?
No.
Because, yeah, and not even Mother, Father, God will interfere with our free will choices. And because we are one, when we take the effort to heal ourselves by bravely facing the issues head on, which it does take some bravery sometimes to face what is holding you back or what is causing you to feel ill, we're also healing the rest of us at the same time. So never think that you're not worthy to be healed, and never think that the Creator is punishing you, because he or she loves you unconditionally and wants nothing more than for you to be healthy and happy. Mm-hmm. And there's been many wondrous adepts and avatars who come to show us the path of the divine love that will lead us through this transformational process, but no one can do this for us. We have to do it ourselves. And the entire company of heaven is standing in readiness, awaiting the opportunity to help us, but they cannot intervene without our permission. So once we make the heart call and ask for their assistance, the floodgates of heaven will open and the beams of light will amplify our efforts 1,000 times, 1,000-fold. So, but not only do we have to heal ourselves, the critical facet of the divine plan involves assisting Mother Earth with the divine alchemy of transforming her carbon-based cells into the crystalline-based cells of her solar-like bodies. And this can only be accomplished by healing the schism that exists to some degree between humanity and the elemental kingdom. Well, the elemental kingdom is the divine intelligence within the primal light substance that forms the earth, air, water, fire, and other elements that make up all physical matter, including our four earthly bodies and those of Mother Earth. And most of humanity don't even realize that there is divine intelligence in matter. In fact, millions of people are still functioning with the distorted belief that our fragmented and fear-based human egos conjured up. That is the belief that the earth is an inanimate object that is to be used and abused as humanity chooses. And that's something that the Red Indians have always complained about, isn't it, Gary?
Right.
That they know that the planet Earth is real and alive, not just a piece of rock.
Right, yeah. Right. Not just a piece of rock floating in space. You know, she's an actual living, breathing entity, you know, with a consciousness, and who gave birth to us all, and loves and nurtures us all. And we are not separate from her. You know, we're part of her, and she's a part of us.
Yeah. And the deadly problem with the belief that it is inanimate is that nothing could be further from the truth, and all over the world we are painfully experiencing the results of that erroneous thinking. All we have to do is observe the dramatic events taking place involving the weather, pollution, mm-hmm. droughts, famines, earthquakes, volcanoes, hurricanes, tornadoes, wildfires, tsunamis, floods, typhoons, etc., 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 and all other expressions of inclement weather that are wreaking havoc in people's lives. Because the elemental kingdom is responsible for outpicturing humanity's thoughts, feelings, words, actions, belief, and behavior patterns in the physical world of form. So the divine intent of this selfless service is to allow us to experience in a tangible way the results of what we are co-creating. This means that what is occurring on Earth at this time in relation to the elements of the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional strata of Mother Earth is merely a reflection of humanity's consciousness. So just as we create ill health in our own bodies, we also create ill health in our planet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the planet is also seeking balance and equilibrium all across her surface, you know, and things that occur may appear tragic, but they're really not. What they are is just, you know, the balance and the balance and the equilibrium that the planet is creating or striving to, you know, maintain or attain is going to occur, you know, much more quickly than what we did to create the imbalance. So
the beings of light are also giving us powerful visualization and activities of light that will allow us to consciously and deliberately participate in the divine alchemy of transforming our carbon cells into the crystalline base cells of our solar light bodies and also those of Mother Earth as well. Mm-hmm. And so just simply ask your I Am presence to reveal to you your part of this divine plan and respond according to your heart's call.
Yes, absolutely.
So, yeah. So because we've got the power to create our reality now, we have the power to change all this that is happening on Mother Earth. And in fact, the solar flares are helping us as well, because there are solar flares, which there's been about four in a couple of days ago, and these are very powerful flares. And for the basics of solar flares, go to www.spaceweather.com, and we feel them just as they burst from the sun. And our technology feels a magnetic pulse about every 48 hours after they've burst from the sun.
And right.
This is because humanity is connected to everyone and everything in the universe, and our technology is not. So as above, so is below, and humanity is one with the Earth. So they're fused with magnetic... I've got tongue-tied tonight. Fused with magnetic energy, and, so it really helps with the ascension process, this magnetic energy. And when we can hold no more light, and we feel like we're pushed to the very edge and feel like we could explode, these pulses of light are the framework for the new world we're building. And only then, the following magnetic pulse helps us to realize that all is not needed for our future. They bring up to the surface everything that does not fit within the collective divine plan. So we purge, detox, and let go and surrender from our body, mind, and spirit. And this purging creates more space for more light. So it's the magnetic pulses that make it so that we feel like we're going to explode. But that's because we need to detox and make room for more light.
All the stuff that doesn't work anymore within us, within each of us.
Yeah.
Allow it up and out, you know, ground it, give it to the sun, give it to the earth. Have it reduced to neutral energy.
Yeah.
To allow more room for the light. Mm-hmm.
there's been a lot of talk in recent years that the sun causes the big casino. I'm sorry, I don't say the word for quite a few reasons, the real word, but you know what I mean by the big casino, don't you? I don't call it the real word because, well, quite a few reasons. But the health benefits of some sunshine on our bodies far outweighs the dangers of that. And UK scientists from the University of Edinburgh discovered that when sunlight touches our skin, it releases a compound in our blood called nitric oxide. And this helps to lower blood pressure and protect the heart from disease, cardiac arrest, strokes and attacks. Senior lecturer in dermatology, Richard Weller and his colleagues believe there's such a greater effect overall from the sun in reducing life, shortening events like strokes and heart attacks, that sunbathing should not only be risked, but incorporated into a healthy lifestyle.
Absolutely, sure.
Yeah.
This whole thing of, you know, the sun is bad for you, going to give you skin cancer, it's bad for you, bad for you, bad for you. That was all perpetuated by manufacturers of sunscreen. You know, they just wanted to get you to, you know, slather more sunscreen on. You know, the sun is actually good for you. It's beneficial, way more beneficial than we know. I've talked to, you know, doctors who reflect the same thing. You know, regarding the vitamin D aspect of sunlight. You know, it's crucial that we get that vitamin D from the sun.
A senior lecturer in dermatology, Richard Weller, and his colleagues believe there's such a greater effect overall that they had the world's largest gathering of skin experts flocked to hear about it recently at the International Investigative Dermatology event in Edinburgh. And the main emphasis is sunlight for heart health. And they've connected some interesting dots. Heart disease and high blood pressure rise in winter time. Heart issues correlate with location, for example, higher rates of problems in Northern Europe versus Southern Europe, and anywhere between 6 to 100 people die from strokes and heart disease for every person who dies from skin CA, at least in Europe. So let us get out in that sun, soak up the rays and spread the beautiful light out into the world, to the people, and down into the very heart of Gaia.
Good idea.
Yeah. Now, somebody asked a question in the chat room saying, is Divine Alchemy Reiki? And Reiki and other therapeutic channeling methods are just part of it, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Just part of it, yeah. The Divine Alchemy is more of a generalized description of many, many different things, many aspects. And Reiki is definitely one of them, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Reiki, any energetic type of healing, it's all part of it. So yes, you know, Reiki can produce divine alchemy. Sipping a cup of tea, like Nancy Waite was talking about, you know, that also can produce divine alchemy. You know.
Yeah.
So yeah, the little things, the things that feel good, meditating for a while, you know, petting your cat, whatever.
Yeah, stroking animals is very therapeutic, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So,
taking a walk in nature.
We've got a lovely video to play, so I'm just going to pop the link in the chat room. And
okay.
If you get people to pull up the players, etc., I'll just get over to the Blog Talk Radio studio and just click on that.
I will do that.
Unless
so
let's get
everyone to go ahead and click the YouTube link and pull up the player, pause the player, mute the sound, and return the player back to zero. And once you've done that, send up a heart in the chat room to let us know you are ready. And there's my heart. I'll let you know that I'm ready. And as soon as we see the heart, so Jen Christie will cue us all and get us all in synchronized order. In her beautiful, magical way.
But you know what happens on... Yeah, it's all right. You know what happens on this Blog Talk Radio thing, don't you? Everything disappears.
Know,
but I've actually got it here, so I'm going to count you down and press play, okay?
Okay.
So I'll count you down. It's the Gaia Point activation. And it's... So here we go. So it's 10, 9, 8, 7, 1-800-465-4321. Press play.
Hare Chia, Hare Yang Kailo, Hare.
Gary's already called in the four directions, and I have already called in help from the angelic realm. And right now we're going to light our candles. I've already lit the Nag Champa to create positivity, and also because I just love the smell of that Nag Champa. And I'm lighting my candle with the intention of helping to create world peace and unity of all spiritual matters and all spiritual people and non-spiritual people, unity of everything on this earth. And as we light our candle, we connect with the light it represents, we connect with our Creator. It represents the light we take out into the world also. And as we're connecting with the light, even if you have no candle, you can envisage a huge shaft of light coming down from the heavens, traveling down to all your chakras, to all parts of the body, lighting up all the dark spaces in your body, so that you're completely filled with light. Because divine alchemy is very simple. All it is connecting with Source and taking as much light into your body as you can at that moment and repeating it as often as possible to increase the light quotient in your body. And to help Mother Earth and the nature wave as well, we see the light going right down through our feet, right down the root that we create, right down into the heart of Gaia. And we bring up the blue-white light from the heart of Gaia right up to join the golden-white light in our bodies. We send that right up into heaven, and bring them both back down again. And we see the light leaving us, leaving our hands, or leaving our solar plexus to anyone that you want to send healing to, and including yourself. And right now, we're going to do the ancient healing song. And so we'd like you to sing along and send the healing all over the world, out into space and everywhere. It goes like this. Ona, Elna, Rafanola, Ona, Elna, Rafanola. Meditation, but right now we'd like to ask Priya Winsong to do the mantra. Thank you, Marika. Dearest Weishaoers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her, your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now in all countries all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests, and the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book.
but the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal, or plant you want by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy and listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much.
Guided meditation, we are going to disappear. When I talk about disappearing, I don't mean that we physically disappear. What I mean is that we move out of the area of the brain that has to do with our personality, that has to do with our association of places, things, times, and events. We do not exist in the associative centers of our brain that reaffirms our identity or reaffirms our personality. We really exist in a much higher and much lighter place than that when we allow ourselves to do so. We all go to this elsewhere place very naturally. It is the place where fears vanish and problems diminish. We are going to venture in our deep meditative state out to the leading edge of thought, before a thought becomes a thought, to acknowledge our quantum self, to acknowledge the idea that we really do have choice, to acknowledge mind, to acknowledge consciousness. Welcome to the kingdom of heaven, without judgment, without testing. That we simply are has allowed this reality we call real, from the power of intangibility, to pull out of inertness and chaos action and hold it in its form we call matter. When that shift has taken place, we say that person has become enlightened. So now, take care that you will not be disturbed. Find a comfortable place to sit or lie down. Put on your headphones. Simply make sure that your spine is straight and that your arms and legs are uncrossed. For this allows your natural channels of energy to open and flow freely. Close your eyes. Imagine that you are closing the door on the world around you.
Lovingly,
place them one by one into this chest. Surrender them into the chest. You can let these distractions go. Find yourself moving along a path outward, out toward the outer edges of consciousness, beyond the reaches of who you may think you are, beyond all that you may think defines you, beyond the comfortable, beyond the familiar. You are becoming the observer. Breathe deeply. You feel yourself moving away from the known. Feel yourself expanding. Edges of the universe, expanding outward, ever outward. You become lighter, freer, more of your true self. You are becoming one with the universe. You are becoming aware of your consciousness, pure consciousness. These things. You are the divine creator. Ideas and concepts of thought. You are here to create something out of this life. You are here to develop your gifts of intentionality. And that through your mind, you can create and shape your life into whatever you want it to be. How can you make it better? How can you make it happier? As you open to these questions and any others, you also become aware that you have the answers from within you, from the divine, from all that is, from Source. You are an extension of Source. You are face to face with God, face to face with you. From this place, you will begin to feel what you truly are, which is love. Allow yourself to feel love. Mind creates. Thoughts are real. You deserve love. You are love. Infinite, never-ending love. Allow yourself to linger in this place of total freedom and love. Entirely made of empty space, pure abstract consciousness, open possibilities, wave upon wave of possibility. Before you, as the observer, snaps that wave into experience, you are at the beginning of creation. Start from here. Set an intention for whatever you wish to manifest into your life. Breathe and see it as a real and tangible substance. Feel the joy. Feel the love. Feel the passion. Feel the abundance. Feel the gratitude for it all. Breathe and feel the breath flowing in and out with your heart. Ask. Dream big. Ask what action you may need to take, what guidance you may need along the way. You are able to accept change easily. You will know exactly what to do and when. See it as already done for you. Feel it as a actual material. Allow this truth to permeate your inner being, to create the very things you want. Allow the fresh, new, creative energy to flow in and through you, and it will transform from a dream into a reality. And if, for at any time, you feel you wish to return back to your comfort zone, freely know that you may do that at any time. Gently turn your thoughts back in favor of your breathing. And as you slowly prepare to come out of meditation, feel yourself coming back into your body. Feel the physicality of your body. Allow it to stretch, move. And whenever you feel ready, open your eyes. Thank you.
Thank you for that wonderful meditation, Gary. It was gorgeous.
Well, thank you.
Well,
I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah, it was really good. Really enjoyed it. Well, we have had a few callers on the switchboard, but unfortunately we're not going to have time to get them. But I have chosen a card for everybody who's listening and everybody who's in the chat room. And the card I've chosen, it's a fairy card, is laughter.
Ah.
And the card meaning, yeah, is every cloud not only has a silver lining, but it also has a humorous side. Try to objectively stand back from your situation and find the humorous twist. Laughter will help you to see your life from a new perspective so that you can receive creative insights and solutions. So, we can see life and situations more objectively, and when we laugh, we relax. And when we relax, creative solutions and renewed energy course through us more easily. So take the time today to laugh. For instance, go see that new funny movie or play, buy a book by your favorite comedy writer, or exchange silly jokes with a friend. And the affirmation is, I find humor in life and I laugh easily.
Wonderful. Or you could even laugh at some of my old tired, stale jokes. You know, that could work too. Laughter is like an internal massage. It just kind of massages you from the inside.
Yeah, I like to have a good laugh. And somebody in the chat room said they laugh with themselves all the time. Me too. Just got to be careful nobody's listening. Or else we'll get parted off. No, but I thought it'd be really nice to play for you a little, I don't know if we're going to have time. We're just really quickly running out of time,
yes,
aren't we?
Yes, we can play it. You've got to hear this, ladies and gentlemen. This is a rocker from Jen Christie, and I featured it on the Daddy
one.
G show on Saturday, and was well received. So play it, by all means, play it.
Oh, thank you. I wasn't going to play that one, but anyway, I've got it here. If I can find it, that is. It's on here somewhere. But I was going to say that next week we do have Candy Hoff as our special guest. And
wonderful.
We'd like to thank the Angelic Realm for joining us and Gary's energies that he called in from the four corners. I'd like to thank you, Gary, for being with us tonight because, it's always really wonderful to do a show with you. You know, I'm really honored.
It's wonderful to do it with you as well.
You
honor me.
Thank you to everybody in the chat room as well. I don't think I can find that song that you just mentioned. I thought I had it there somewhere, but I found it actually.
I think I saw it.
Okay, I don't think this is in light worker terms exactly true to the thing, but I just thought anybody who hasn't got on their soul journey yet, if they see the title Twin Soul, they might decide to look it up and see what's going on, you know?
Well, play it.
Yeah, so next week, don't forget, join us with Candy Hoff because she's going to be telling us about her soul journey and about her near-death experience as well and astral walking. So here we go. Good night. Good night. Thank you.
Good night, everybody. I love you all.
Bye.